Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2703, The Kind of Truth You Can't Argue With, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you every day, including holidays, for over 7 years. And I'm going to keep that up, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The Kind of Truth You Can't Argue With, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. To this day, I'm not entirely sure he was speeding, maybe 55 and a 50, but it made me insane for a brief moment. Just before that, I had been in a supremely thoughtful and grateful mood, just having visited my one-year-old nephew. Little kids make me more mindful of how abruptly I move, of where I put my feet, of what I say, until I forget. When I left my sister's house, the world felt like a china shop to me. Priceless and deserving of care. So when the little Hyundai with the skinny driver came whipping thoughtlessly around the curve in front of the house, I couldn't bear it. The Holden Caulfield in me took over and I slammed on the horn. My car was still parked, so for him, the honk must have come out of nowhere, and he almost jumped out of his seat like he was in a cartoon. He was a young guy with thick glasses, altogether harmless looking, and I felt bad immediately. I'm sure he had no idea I existed or why anyone was honking at all. I just wanted him to slow down on a residential street where kids live. But it was the wrong way. I was in my own world and he was in his, and I communicated nothing to him. The image of him bouncing up from his seat, whipping his head around, stays with me. And it reminds me not to be such a goon when I think I'm in the right. That's when I need to be most careful, when I'm sure I'm right. The truth as seen from the other angle. Months later, there was another incident in which nothing terrible actually happened, but it left a much more serious image in my head. It was a nearly identical situation, except the thoughtless driver was me this time. I was leaving a newly built subdivision after dealing with the most unreasonable contractor I think I've ever dealt with. I was mad and certain that I was right to be. I don't think I was speeding, but I whipped around a parked van on a curve and was surprised by a little girl slowly riding her bike up the other side of the street. She was dressed in pink, and her bike was pink. It didn't come close to her, but my sudden appearance startled her, and she almost lost her balance. The sight of her wobbling on her bike because of me broke my heart, and after I passed her and turned the corner, I pulled over and sat there for a minute. The image is still razor sharp in my mind, and I think of it often. It always does the same thing to me. I slow down, whether I'm driving or not, and I become hyper aware of the harm I could cause when I lose my mind like that. There are millions of verbal lessons and aphorisms floating around in my mind. They don't always strike me the same way when I think of them. Words are too prone to the rhetoric of an argumentative mind like mine. Whenever I'm feeling self-righteous, I can rationalize away any words that don't agree with me. But images are immune to this. They seem to bypass whatever part of the brain it is that tries to start an argument. No words to fight it with, no handles to dismiss it with. The moral is right there in front of you. In 1993, a photographer named Kevin Carter took an awful image nobody could argue with, and it won him a Pulitzer Prize. I'm sure you've seen it. The Vulture and the Little Girl, also known as the Struggling Girl, is a photograph of a frail, famine-stricken boy, initially believed to be a girl, who had collapsed in the foreground with a hooded vulture eyeing him from nearby. Less than a year later, for what sounds like a combination of reasons, the photographer took his own life. He had expressed distress about the image and others he had seen and captured. From his suicide note, quote, "I'm haunted by the vivid memories of killings and corpses and anger and pain, of starving or wounded children, of trigger-happy madmen, often police, of killer executioners," end quote. Images have a staying power in the mind that words can't touch. There's no way to soften them. They can burn themselves into your head, and maybe that's the only way to have a truth that means the same thing on different days and in different moods. I know now that beliefs, when they take the form of words, tend to mean whatever we need them to mean in the moment. Two different self-righteous internal dialogues a few months apart had me on both sides of what was essentially the same situation. Both times, I was in the middle of telling myself I was right until an image kicked me in the stomach and showed me what was true. When I think of the pink girl wobbling on her bike because of me, there's no way I can argue with it. I know exactly what it means, and for the sake of everyone, I hope I never forget it. You just listened to the post titled, "The Kind of Truth You Can't Argue With," by David Kane of Raptitude.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal. Code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to David. It's interesting that while I think what David is saying is very true, it doesn't mean that you and I will have the exact same reaction to a photograph, even one as profound as the one he talked about in this post of the starving child. For some, it might cause sadness, even depression, while others will see it and possibly forget pretty quickly. So it's not really about our differences in interpretation of these images, but instead I think just the fact that an image can be an incredibly powerful reminder for us, a sort of truth that goes right to our gut without the need to process or have words to explain it. And I'm sure we've both had that experience where someone does something we don't like on the road, driving, or even just in conversation, and then not even a day later, we're doing the exact same thing and have our own reasons for doing it. It completely depends on our moods and what's going on in our lives at the time. I think that's why it's really important to be forgiving. We all make mistakes. And while I don't think everyone should get a free pass for anything and everything, a little grace can go a long way and even prevent your own personal suffering. So something to think about today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.